Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See in the Bay, Aubrey.
That's a wrap for us. The Bernstein and McKnight Show is turning it over to this man, repping his Roll Tide Alabama Crimson Tide today. He is Lawrence Holmes, who is going to take you up to 2:30. How was your weekend?
It was really good. The only bad part about the weekend was Saturday. So Saturday, me and White Panther were going to go to the Sox game, and she didn't feel well, so I gave the tickets away so a listener could go watch the White Sox. I'm watching the game in the basement. Did you watch Saturday at all?
Mm-hmm.
The point when they had two people picked off on the same play?
Yeah.
I was like, that's it. So there goes the win streak. I just turned the TV off because you knew how the rest of it was just shaping up to be that way.
That's a rage quit moment.
Yeah, yep. It was one of those moments. So you just knew it was going to go bad. But then they turn it around on Sunday, man. I'm really, like, jazzed about the White Sox.
I know you are. You have gone out of your way to find reasons to be excited about them, and you're being rewarded for it.
Well, what's cool about it is,
don't tell Jason Kipnis, though.
Yeah, I won't tell him. But what's cool is that ideally you're going to be excited because, oh, they're young guys that are getting better, and you're looking at Tim Anderson. But now I get to look at it as a collective. Now I get to look at it as the White Sox as a whole, and at least for another, I would say, 10 days, you can dream bigger.
Oh, you're looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but once you get past the second week, then it's Yankees and Red Sox and Cubs and all sorts of stuff. But until then, they're two games out of a wild card spot. They can be 500 if they win tomorrow. It's just fun. It's just that's the biggest difference, is that I'm watching games now and I'm emoting instead of just checking it off the calendar.
Well, there will be a time very soon, as we get close to this new moved-up deadline, to ask very real and fair questions about what gets you closer to winning a World Series. If somebody wants Alex Colome, if you do have, if somebody wants Abreu, if you've got guys that you can sell off and help accelerate your World Series championship, do you do that? Or is there some reasonable benefit to thinking young players who will matter need to learn, quote unquote, how to win?
It's an excellent question, and I'm not sure what the answer is, because I look at, and look, the trade deadline is still a long way away, but you've got pieces that people would actually want
right
now. So what do you do? Because Colome has been amazing. Like, he's been lights out when they've gone into that closed situation.
Well, that cutter's the truth.
McCann is someone that people would want right now. But I think that they may have found something. And I don't mean offensively. I mean defensively. And him as a receiver, they may have found something that actually makes sense to stick around with.
But then if you're the White Sox, you ask, what's the ceiling for this year? Okay, you're saying a wild card? You think that's a ceiling?
I think that is the
if everything went well.
They're not winning this division, but
yeah, right. So okay, but then back to your point, Dan. Then make a move and make sure your ceiling is higher next year, and you can go the final 3 months of 2019, maybe with a little bit less meaning behind your daily check-ins on the White Sox games.
I'd love to know what Rick Hahn is thinking right now.
And he's probably thinking about all of it and knowing he doesn't have to decide right now.
No, he doesn't. And I imagine that he's probably really proud of some of the progress that we've seen. And what Giolito has turned into is amazing. It's so fun because this is one of those guys, Rich, I'm sure you cover it in with the Bears. There are some guys who are in their own heads, and it seems like they've got everything they need, but they can't get out of their own way. And now we're seeing this guy just let go and let his talent come to the forefront.
It's more of an issue in baseball, if you're pitching, standing on the mound, the mental side of block. It's a little harder to see in football, but yeah, you're right. That's a good way to describe
it. It's why Kyle Long chose football.
Yes.
We talked to Howie about it. It's why he chose it. That his mentality was, if he screwed something up, he didn't want to have to wait for another chance whenever it came. He wanted to line up and punch the guy in the face again.
Have you ever engaged? Like, it's pretty much the only time that I engage with Kyle on Twitter is when he does baseball stuff. Like, it's a lot of fun.
Like chugging beers in the suite level Friday night?
That was hysterical.
Okay.
But I always find it funny when he has a thought on baseball, where people will be like, "We're a football player." I'm like, yeah. Pretty high level baseball player.
Through 96 as a left-handed pitcher, right?
Was drafted.
Yes.
By the White Sox.
Yes.
I was joking with him that whenever he decides to call his NFL career quits, honestly, it's not too late if you're left-handed.
He's Tim Tebow, my friend, except a pitcher.
It's not too late if you're left-handed, and let's say he's throwing 91, 92. Get yourself in Pat Manley shape and come play for the White Sox. Come play for Kevin Durant's White Sox.
Yeah, Saturday was a weird day anyway. It's very strange weather-wise, so I think you did the right thing by staying in. We saw the weather forecast and, oh, this will be terrific, and you know, made arrangements to play golf. It was like 82 in Aurora. It was in the mid-50s near the lake where we were golfing. And they had just gotten storms through all morning. We were playing in cold wind and in a swamp. And we made it through the 18, but we're, you know, when you're ready to be done, you come off the 18th green, you're like, okay, that's
good round, boys.
Yeah, good round.
Yeah.
Well, I just missed it, which was great. So what I ended up doing is I headed over early to the Hyde Park Brewfest, which was going on. They shut down 53rd Street. Had some great DJs. My man Jay Illa was spinning from 3 until 4. He's the Bears DJ on game day.
That's right.
Hung out with Goff. Sierra Santos came down. Oh, cool. Don Hansbrook came down. We were kicking it. And then I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to go check on Mel, see how she's doing. I'm going to walk home and get out of here. Like, literally, as I closed the door, the deluge started.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
The hail or just the rain?
Both.
Okay. I mean, the hail.
And I mean, we had just finished like planting stuff and everything. And I'm just like, my hydrangeas are just getting pounded out there,
so to speak. Yeah, there was, my weekend turned out to be more British than I expected. It started Friday night. We saw Eddie Izzard at the Chicago Theater, the always brilliant Eddie Izzard, who says this is his last tour before he runs for Parliament and members of Parliament. But
they were in town too this weekend, by the way.
And then we ended up seeing Rocket Man last night in between the baseball and the basketball.
How was it? Because I really want to see it. Is it not? Wow, the look on your face says don't go see it.
No, you definitely should see it. It is it's kind of it's a mess that works.
Oh, okay. I don't mind that.
Just suspend your disbelief. Don't try to fact check and go with the fantasy vibe. And it'll put a smile on your face. It is a very traditional story arc for a rock biopic. But I don't know how big a fan you are of Elton John.
I'm a huge fan.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. Then you might even like it even more than I did.
Will it have as many editing issues as the Queen movie did?
It's better than the Queen movie.
Okay.
It's better. I don't know that the individual performance is better, but it's fearless in its depiction of the excess. And I thought at the time, wow, I said, wow, that is the most graphic homosexual sex scene I've ever seen in a movie. And in fact, it's being lauded as treating that subject without hinting at it, without winking at it, without just saying, hey, look, this is
like the Queen movie.
This is a lot of mainstream, even R-rated movies have, in a way that they have treated it differently. This does not.
Okay, well, I heard an interview, or I read an interview with Sir Elton where he was saying that he wanted that stuff to be...
Yeah, no, we did it on Midday Midway. He said, I didn't lead a PG-13 life.
Yeah.
He said, that's the life he led, and a lot of it, there are some huge exaggerations, and there's some rejiggering of the timeline, but I loved the fact that when it goes there, it goes there.
All right.
I'm seeing it tonight. Will I like it? Am I going to like Rocket Man? Knowing me, will I like Rocket Man?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm asking you, am I going to enjoy it?
I guess, but you're so weird.
Correct.
I don't know with you. I just you're so mercurial with your you have really powerful opinions
it's
about.
A good thing I don't know what know what mercurial means.
I mean, just you're very unpredictable in you have amazingly strong opinions about mundane things, and then you have mundane opinions about Flashpoint things. So I don't know. I'll be very interested to see if you like the movie or not.
You're gonna like Rocket Man, Shane. I haven't even seen it, but you're gonna like it.
I'm just surprised Dan's British weekend didn't include the Champions League final on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I guess it should have.
Tottenham and Liverpool, how do you have a British weekend?
Yeah, it should have. I should have had some bangers and mash and gone and taken that in, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the streaker?
They cut away from the streaker very quickly, and I have not seen any type of video or still.
Another reason to put nets around everything.
Look at get the name of the streaker. Okay. Her name is out there. And
is it Morgana?
No. Not on her best day. Not on Morgana's best ever day. No, this was an Instagram model.
I guess I shouldn't.
Who technically wasn't a streaker.
Was it a protest or something?
Morgana wasn't a streaker either.
It was
a
prank advertisement for her boyfriend's website, apparently.
Okay.
But she's a thing. Because I saw that cross. I'm like, oh, fine, I'll click. You got me. You got the click. And I'm glad I clicked.
Okay.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your hard work.
I'm off to search the internet.
Yes, you are. Thanks for your filling in over the last couple days, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.